In Syria, the ceasefire that's largely held since the end of February is fraying. Over the weekend, there were reports of fighting around the city of Aleppo, and the Syrian prime minister spoke of a fresh offensive by the regime in that area. Here to update us on the situation is Alice Fordham. She's in Beirut. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Now, we've heard about violations throughout the ceasefire here and there. Are these new reports of fighting bigger or more problematic?
Yeah, exactly. It's a bit more intense than we have seen previously. All sides have been documenting violations. Not surprisingly, the opposition have been mainly uploading pictures of regime incursions on what they say are opposition-held areas, airstrikes primarily. The Russians are running a sort of coordination center where they document what they say are problems by rebel groups that are meant to be signatories to this ceasefire. And that's been going on for several weeks. But what we've seen over the last few days is an intensification of clashes around Aleppo, some of which is among groups that are not parties to the ceasefire, like the Islamic State, some of which is reportedly groups which are meant to be party to the ceasefire, more moderate rebel groups clashing with regime forces and their allies.
Does this spell the end of the ceasefire?
Well, I think a lot of people will hope that it doesn't. You know, when the ceasefire started out, there were a lot of people who were extremely skeptical. There had been similar initiatives previously in Syria, which had not been successful. There continued to be this heavy drumbeat of civilian deaths, of attacks on opposition-held areas. We saw these well-documented attacks, probably by the Russian Air Force or the Syrian Air Force, on medical facilities. And people were skeptical at that time that there was a real will that the ceasefire would continue, that it would work. But it has. It hasn't been perfect. It's been very problematic, but we've seen a very significant drop in civilian casualties. And I think it's important not to forget that. So there's a lot of people that are kind of holding their breath, hoping this will continue and that peace talks will continue. But the thing is, another aspect of the ceasefire was meant to be aid delivery. You know, people are suffering not just from violence, but from their areas being cut off, usually by regime forces, from food aid, from medical aid. And over the last week or two, we have seen a growing chorus of voices from the United Nations, from American officials saying, you know, this is not happening in good faith. So the ceasefire is highly imperfect. The aid deliveries are getting more difficult, but I think there's a lot of people that will still be hoping that it will, you know, kind of hang on by its fingernails.
You know, Alice, one of the ways Assad has tried to maintain the public image of a functioning national government is by holding parliamentary elections. And this week, I gather, they are due to be held, which, frankly, seems surreal.
Right. I mean, they're probably not very significant in terms of who makes the decisions in Syria. The parliament isn't a very powerful body in general, and it's normal to have an election every 4 years. But certainly opposition people took this as a sign of defiance, and that if the international community was negotiating over a transition, the Syrian regime is just continuing as if nothing is amiss, arranging affairs of governance, giving no sign that there's any hint that there's a transition plan which will involve Assad stepping down.
And just finally, the UN says peace talks are also restarting later this week. Is there optimism over that?
Well, they've been very problematic. People are still not talking directly to each other. But I think the fact that they're continuing at all is a sign of optimism for some people, yes.
NPR's Alice Fordham is speaking to us from Beirut. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me, Renee.